in another edition of County Conversations, our monthly check-in with Humboldt County Supervisors. We speak with Natalie Arroyo, representing Humboldt's 4th District, which includes the unincorporated areas of Eureka, Fairhaven, and Samoa. In tonight's interview, we discussed a range of topics, including our CEA considering the use of nuclear energy, Humboldt County's climate goals, and the California Main Street Conference. Good afternoon, Supervisor Arroyo, and thank you so much for joining us here at KMUD. I'm hoping we can jump right in. With your background with RCEA, can you share a quick overview and your thoughts on the nuclear power option currently being considered for a Humboldt energy source?
Absolutely. So I'm a board member with the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. We're a community choice aggregator. So we provide an alternative for our customers to procuring power, buying power directly from PG&E. And so we're able to offer some additional energy programs and services, and we really strive to keep our rates a little below what PG&E rates are. So that's who we are as an organization. I'm the county's appointee to that board. So I've been on the board a little over a year and a half. I got right onto it and kind of jumped right into learning about energy and the world of energy policy when I got on that board. So definitely a lot to learn still. And so one of the things that we have in place is a policy, a no nuclear policy. And that has been in place with the organization for a while. But recently, our team of staff learned that, right now, basically everyone in California is paying for the ongoing operation of Diablo Canyon Nuclear Plant, which is on the Central Coast, and it needs to continue to be operated until it can be safely decommissioned. And so we're already paying for ongoing production of power there, and it will be decommissioned. There's no question about that. So now the question is whether we should accept what is essentially not a free allocation of power, but something that we are already paying for. Accept that allocation of essentially that power resource, those electrons to power, our community. And so that's the question that the RCEA board will make a decision on at this next meeting. And, it's not an easy question. Of course, I shouldn't say of course, I definitely support the anti-nuclear policy that we have in place. And I don't want to see more proliferation of nuclear energy because of the inherent risks involved. I just don't think it's a safe enough industry for there to be more nuclear power plants. But that said, the big question is, should we accept the power from the plant that already exists that we're paying for? So that's the crux of the matter. I think I'm definitely interested in what the community has to say. I've heard from quite a few people who, oppose it no matter what, and then others who say under these particular circumstances, I think it would be okay to accept it. So we'll see kind of what decision we ultimately come to.
State Bill 32 mandates emission reductions of 40% below 1990 levels by 2030, which is around the corner. And the county is creating the Regional Climate Action Plan. How will nuclear power align with those goals? And what other options is the county, local agencies, and nonprofits considering to meet those targets?
Yeah, so in the short term, if we were to accept the power, it would be, essentially holding our nose and kind of accepting it for a short period of time because we're already paying for it, like I said. And it is a low carbon or carbon free energy option. I think there are advocates. There's a small but vocal group of advocates out there in the world who think, more nuclear is good because it is clean in some ways, and it can just obviously have disastrous consequences if there's an issue. Very disastrous. So, that nuclear power for a short period of time could play into, lower carbon footprint mix of power sources, but that's not ultimately going to be the solution for Humboldt County in any way, shape, or form. That's just kind of the short-term option. So as far as our climate action plan, you know, many of the other areas of focus, more than almost 75% of our emissions in the county are from transportation. That's common throughout the United States, but ours are a little higher. Usually it's over 50%, but ours are, I think, 73% of our calculated, you know, emissions are due to transportation. So, you know, there's a lot of areas of focus around that, around regional collaboration with our transportation planning agency and meeting the goals of, you know, thankfully we already have a lot of plans outlining what we need to do to reduce emissions goals. But I think the challenging part is it involves behavior change for people, and that's really hard. There's also, you know, expanding our electrical infrastructure, investing in a wider range of renewable energy sources, and really thinking about how the rural parts of our community need to be served in a different way than the more densely populated areas, you know, kind of on the coast and around Humboldt Bay. So those are all reflected in our plan. I think it's, you know, honestly, I'm really proud of what our team has put together. And during our meeting, when we talked about it, I had some additional ideas and input, but by and large, I, you know, really support what they have done so far and just had a few additional nuances to add.
I want to switch topics and go to the CPUC, who on the 26th, I believe, is considering funding for asymmetric broadband, another important issue here locally. And it's my understanding you'll be a local representative kind of spearheading this. If you could talk about how you plan to pursue this matter with the state agency and share your voice representing the county.
Yeah, so the CPUC and other, you know, funding streams have helped Humboldt County get millions in funding for broadband. The county, I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding thinking that the county was the administrator of that funding. We are not. It's going to, a lot of these projects are going to be led by a company called Vero Wireless that has put together these applications in conjunction with, you know, the county has been in providing input. But the California Center for Rural Policy has been helping. Connie Stewart has really led the way in this. It's been a passion project of hers. And so we're going to see a lot of not only middle mile, what they call middle mile, which is like the connection from the kind of main source of broadband internet to, you know, out branching out into communities. And then that last mile, which is connecting to people's homes and making sure that people actually have that access directly to their homes and neighborhoods. So both of those middle mile and kind of last mile factors are considered in this. So there's going to be a wide array of projects happening, and we're certainly excited to see it. I've been keeping track of it, but it's not being organized or led specifically by the county, but we're huge partners in it.
And with just a few minutes left on the clock, I want to open it up to you to see if there's other things you would like to update on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm at the California Main Street Conference today, which is taking place in Eureka. So that's bringing together business leaders from all over the state to talk about, you know, how we really revitalize and keep strong our small Main Street communities and our small businesses that make, you know, Humboldt and other, you know, small towns throughout California just such great places to live. It's been a, you know, I think a tough time for small businesses. We've certainly seen the impacts of that, but it's cool to be here and to be learning from other people who are experts in this. So really excited to be here. I got the chance to deliver the opening address today and the last day of the conference and talk a little bit about some of Humboldt's economic development strategies. So definitely I'm feeling invigorated and inspired today.
Anything else the public should know?
You know, I have a pretty robust Instagram and Facebook feed of daily activities. It certainly doesn't capture everything I'm doing. But if people do want to follow me on Instagram, it's Arroyo Supervisor is my handle. And I do have a dedicated Natalie Arroyo 4th District Supervisor Facebook page that's, you know, separate from a personal account. It's really updating folks about what I'm up to. And I encourage people to follow those if they just want, you know, a little snippet into more of what I'm up to.
Again, that was Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, representing Humboldt's 4th District. You can catch Supervisor Arroyo on our county conversations on the 4th Monday of each month.